listening to show number 81, August 20th, 2019. Join me, animal naturopath Dr. Kim Bloomer, host of the Doggone Truth podcast, where I don't whitewash, I just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. It's natural, it's raw, it's the bonafide truth. Can you dig it? If you really want to dig in, then go to www.doggonetruth.club. Hello, I'm Dr. Kim. I'm your host, and this week I'm going to share something different with you. You know, I kind of like to do stuff like that now and then. You know, we all are probably, I think a lot of people are listening to this because they want to know more about health and wellness for their dog. And, you know, who doesn't want that for their dog, right? And I'm sure that if you're anything like me, that's a primary focus so that they can live quality as possible and as natural life as possible. Well, okay, so this podcast is really about the truth, and that obviously health plays into that. I have a program, as the intro says, and it's a wellness plan, basic, and it's right here. You can use the Podbean app. It's Doggone Wellness, so check it out. Just go to doggonetruth.club, and you can find out more. But today, I want to share with you more about the most sensible neo-mastiff, and that was my dog, Shadrach. If you don't know where that name came from, then open up your Bible to the book of Daniel, and you'll learn all about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, this time, Shadrach's going to share his own story, written from his own perspective. It's from his class, RemarkableScentableCanine.com, and it's free, so you can check that out too if you'd like to. So I'm just going to share from it, and the blog post will be attached for those of you who prefer to read. Then we'll just have a little bit of a talk about that at the end of today's podcast. Now I have to read for him because obviously he speaks in dog. He speaks in canine. This is where I always say that I like to think of myself as the Patch Adams of animal nature. This is it. If you don't know who Patch Adams is, Google him. He's an MD, has the Gesundheit Institute, which is a hospital that he's working on. It's amazing. You can learn all about it in his book. I am really enjoying his book. I have been an admirer from a distance for a long time, since the movie that came out about him with Robin Williams as the actor. And I was just so impressed with how he had such deep insights. When you read the book, you'll find out why. Quite an extraordinary man. And it doesn't mean that I agree with everything he says, but I agree with how he believes in people taking personal responsibility for their health. And I would add that for that of their animals as well. Not depending on the doctor for everything and not expecting them to be perfect. So many things. You know, my own journey was into this whole natural health was kind of negative. And I really am wanting it to be a much more positive viewpoint and to see how we can bring everything together. I think that each person, the part of my struggle here is that the veterinarians want to be the end-all be-all, like do it all. But their role has always been to be a veterinarian. There are holistic practitioners such as myself that need to do their role. Well, I really love that Patch mentions that in his book, that he works with homeopaths and naturopaths and acupuncturists. He doesn't try to be all of it. He incorporates it as part of the full whole body practice for mind. He believes in spirit, soul, and body wellness as working as a whole, you know, not treating the diseases or labeling people by diseases, but individual people that are presenting with symptoms. I think that's awesome. And it's really, really inspired me to focus on that, which was my original plan to begin with. So I'm going to share Shadrach's story and then a little more commentary at the end. So Shadrach says, "This is my story and how I showed my humans all about being sensible, snuggling like moi for the journey. When I first came to live with my forever humans, I was a total mess, not because of anything I had done. Well, I know my own story. My humans don't know my beginnings. All they know is that I was in the hands of some humans that didn't even take very good care of themselves. So I was, of course, even of less concern. By a total mess, I mean I was very skinny, not well, and, Mom said, very stinky. My humans made lots of mistakes in the beginning because they had never had a rescue and had never dealt with such quote-unquote baggage as I had. I was only 4 months old, but I had lived a lifetime by then. The first day was the hardest, because I was so hungry and also very scared. I got a bath right away, and that was even scarier. And then Mom fed me too much at once, and it wasn't pretty is all I can say. She was still feeding that junk in a bag back then, too, but I really taught her well over the years. After that first night, it was a Saturday night, Mom wasn't sure she wanted to keep me, and that made me very sad. It wasn't my fault I was having poop messes and also bad dreams. She was just out of practice after not having a dog for nearly a year and not having worked in a vet clinic in a while. The good news is that she was smacked upside the head figuratively by a very good friend, and from that day forward, we, she and I, became the very best of friends. I knew it was all in God's design for her and me. She said to me that Monday morning, "What say you, Shadrach?" That's what they named me, because to them shadow didn't make sense, and I had come through a fiery trial for sure. That we just start over and begin anew. That we make this work because, after all, we think you deserve that. And I apologize for being such an idiot. You aren't Fridge, her previous dog, who was a golden retriever. You are your own special, unique self, and I want to learn all about you and how to help you have a good life. And I said, yes, the only way a dog can, with drool and a happy tail wag, woof. Finally, I was going to be loved, and I can tell you, no one could have loved me more than she and Dad. They learned to feed me first small meals until my tummy adjusted to eating regular meals, and then they were able to give me bigger meals less often. Eventually, they also started feeding me real dog's food, raw meat, bones, and organs, because I am a carnivore, after all. I taught Mom all about the toxins that make us and humans sick, and Dad hipped her a lot, too, since he's such a common-sense kind of guy. But mostly, I taught her everything and inspired her to do lots of research and, of course, then apply what she learned. She even started blogging, writing books, and then she went back to school to become an animal naturopath, and all because of me. But I'm jumping ahead a bit. Soon, no matter what she did, she only knew conventional care as a former veterinary technician, I began to decline again. I was often sick with one thing or another, but mostly with my lungs and digestion, and later my joints. Hint, all point to immune system malfunction. She learned all about the real way the immune system functions, thanks to me, of course. I was her constant muse and inspiration. I need to digress and say I know this is all below the wellness line, but this part isn't part of my oily story, so please bear with me. One day, Mom started to notice I had a funny bald patch on my skin. First, it started only on one side. Then, it progressed to each side of my body in long strips. She could not figure out why. We took a trip to my veterinarian. He was a nice guy, but he was baffled as well. So, he prescribed antibiotics for my skin to take internally and apply externally, even though he found nothing wrong with me. Within a day, I was reacting to the antibiotics and sicker than a dog. I was so sick, my humans rushed me to emergency care in the middle of the night. Mom forgot to brush her hair. She had been sound asleep, but Dad woke her up in a panic, even though Dad tried to tell her to wear a hat or something. She thought he was nuts, so off we went to the emergency hospital. Mostly she was just panicked over me, so she didn't care about wearing a hat. She later learned she had to have appeared to look like Cruella de Vil of 101 Dalmatians movie fame due to her hair and her panicked demeanor, which, with her, always translates into looking angry. Yikes. They had to leave me there, and I was not happy. I was very scared again. Mom had said she'd never leave me alone, but she did. She suffered for it, though, as she and Dad barely slept, they told me. Well, I have news for them. Neither did I. I got poked, prodded, and manhandled most of the night. When they picked me up first thing in the morning and had their bank account assaulted yet again, I was even sicker because the hospital gave me even more antibiotics, and they didn't treat me very nice either. I had poop all down my backside because I got scared. And then they put my catheter in my back leg and tied it on too tight, so my leg got real swollen. My regular veterinarian wasn't happy at all. Mom was even less so, especially since no one could figure out what was wrong with me, even after all that trauma I had to suffer in the process. You see, this crisis is what brought her to the conclusion that if my health was going to be restored, it was up to her and Dad, since she and Dad had decided to bring me home to live with them. I was their responsibility. So that is why she really went back to school to learn. And later, she decided she had to help others learn too, so animals could stop being harmed as much as she is able to within her own capability of making a difference, that is. One day, when Mom was doing lots of research, she found this ancient healing arts site. Her soon-to-become Young Living Essential Oils sponsor, Don Slepian, he's a musician, was a founding member there at the Healing Arts, not Young Living. He called her after she left him a message, and they talked for a while. Mom wasn't interested a bit in essential oils. Her experience with them had been less than savory because she had only experienced health food store stuff. And besides, she didn't want a quote-unquote remedy fix. She wanted a cause fix. She wasn't taking any chances on anything hurting me ever again if she had any say about it. Besides, she was already using another network marketing whole food supplement with me and didn't think she needed anything else in the supplement department to support my total body wellness regimen. Don was very kind and said he'd send her the two animal products Young Living had at the time just as support, not as a remedy fix. Whew. He sent us the Animal Sense ointment and shampoo. Mom opened them right away when she received them in the mail. She was very surprised by the strength of the scent. Not a perfume scent, but a good, deep, rich scent. She began calling the ointment Tulipatuli, as it smelled strong to her, having never experienced such pure therapeutic essential oil products before. I sniffed it deeply. That amused her even more and also intrigued her very much. Every time she went to get the ointment, she'd ask me if I wanted my Tulipatuli, which I always did. I was teaching her, woof. Did you know that back in ancient times that anyone who had possession of patchouli was considered wealthy? Wow. Now back to my story. Guess who figured out what was affecting my skin? Dad. Yep, he connected the dots. He's very good at connecting dots. He never just memorizes them as humans are taught to do in school. That doesn't sound like very sound education to me. Anyway, once again, I digress. I like to lean up against things, as my many photos reveal. I leaned on everything, but especially against furniture and walls. Mom had just recently repainted all our walls. It apparently was very toxic paint. Many brands are, in fact, very toxic, as my skin was revealing. Once they quit allowing me to lean up against the walls, my skin was restored to its former beautiful blue brindle luster. And the Animal Sense products simply supported my body as it restored itself. Mom's journey into whole health had begun in earnest. She was blogging, writing, and studying, applying, and sharing. This was all before blogging was so popular, too. People used to think she was saying dogging. But pause, they didn't know what blogging was unless they were tech people. No matter, it sure got her writing noticed quick. I was happy because she wanted to help other dogs too, not just me. I'm glad my suffering brought knowledge so others could forego that suffering. Mom got so involved, and it is what helped me all along the way to be as well as I could be, given the epigenetic causes behind the damage. It encouraged Mom to learn all about essential oils and a toxic chemical-free lifestyle. All because of me, a Neapolitan Mastiff. Fancy that, humans. Woof. Weekly raindrop massage, daily sniffing and application of various essential oils and blends to support my various organ system needs changed my life and my humans as well. And let's not forget the nutrition humans. So here is my story, as my mom says, and there's a link to this if you want to read the article. And here's what I said in response to all of this. When I was first introduced to Young Living, the company was younger, growing, and evolving. I didn't join for me. I joined for my dog. Yep, that's right. I'm an animal lover after all, and always have been. He was a very special boy, and because of him, I began my focused true journey into whole health. I dabbled before, but Shadrick changed all of that, and I'm forever grateful to God for putting this special boy in my life. I felt he deserved the best I could possibly give him, and I know I did when I chose Young Living as our wellness vehicle. And if Shadrack could talk, which he really thought he could, he would concur. And I know he enjoyed the oils in his weekly raindrop massage. So Shadrack sadly passed away on April 5th, 2011, but he inspires me to this day. And he's the reason I even began this entire journey into natural whole health, and all because of this absolutely amazing dog and his sensible nose. Yep, he really showed me and taught me. And subsequently, the dogs that came after him, Meshack, Shotzi, King, and soon a new one coming soon, his name will be Ezra, that I'm able to apply all of that. And of course, I follow those laws of health that I teach reach here all the time and apply them to my own life as well as my dog's. But it was because of Shadrach. Now, if I mention Fridge, and he was who kind of cracked the door open for me. I was totally conventional. I got him from when I worked as a vet tech. I got him, and I will share his story one day here soon from my book, Animals Taught Me That. He really helped me start to want to learn and dig in. I was already doing that more for human health and kind of had off and on throughout my adult life. But it was Shadrach that really moved me outside of myself. It's when I really, really came to faith in everything. And when this dog was in my life, it started with Fridge. I mean, it really did. That's where I first, when we had him, I came to faith. But it was Shadrach that moved me past myself and my self-focus for wanting to do all these things to wanting to help others. And it was just something about him. It's interesting that when people read his stories or when they have, you know, when they were following the blog back then was done all in First Dog, they felt like when he passed, like they had all lost him. So I really wanted to just basically resurrect him here. He lived to be nearly 12 in spite of the first 4 years of him being raised conventionally. And I've shared his story here on Nothing But the Dog in Him, Shadrach, Nothing But the Dog in Him. He really rallied. He really showed me the power in this. Now, going back to Fridge, he was conventionally raised all the way. And I did everything, the whole toxins, you know, for the heartworm and fleas and ticks and all that stuff. And he had problems with those because he was conventionally raised. He was kibble fed. He was annually vaccinated, all of it, the whole thing. And after his very first rabies vaccine, he started having petite mal seizures, which continued throughout his life. I would see them be triggered after we would spray with pesticides. So the one thing I did do for a Fridge was to quit using pesticides in the home and in the yard and went to organic gardening, which did help, although he continued to have the problems because I hadn't gotten to the root cause, but I had started to address things. And that's when I started to look into those things. It brought me to this, so I'm grateful to that special boy too. And I really, really loved him. I've been very blessed to have each one that's come into my life really teach me and really help me to learn. But one of the things we have to be doing is to be listening, really listening and desiring to help them not stay stuck in the status quo because it's convenient for us or because it's something that we feel like, oh, it's just too much work. One of these days soon, I'll be able to share with you what a friend of mine is doing, what she's doing for one of her dogs. It's the level of commitment has just really, really inspired me all the more to want to share and to teach us and to encourage us to take that journey with them. If we've brought them into our lives, don't we want them to have the very best of care? I know I do. It's why I do this podcast. It's why I share. And it's also to give God glory. He gave these dogs into my life. Shotzi really moved me in a way. I don't even have words to express how much, you know, just with her feral likeness, you know, more of a, because it's more of an ancient breed. It is an ancient breed. She's different than more of the domesticated breeds. And I've heard that from people that have Carolina dogs. So it's really, really cool to be able to have another one experience the male side, not the female side. And there's a reason why we're getting a male. I'm glad he's even a different color because they do come in various colors because I don't want to have any comparisons to Shotzi. She was special, unique. She's absolutely beautiful inside and out. I think the dog deserves a fair to be himself, to be different than any of the others were. So I like to, you know, I still love all these breeds that I've had, the Golden Retriever and the Great Dane and the Mastiff and Carolina Dog and the American Bully. And I've been blessed to experience so many in the past, German Shepherd, Airedale. So there's been other breeds and I just appreciate each one uniquely. But to me, each dog is that unique personality. So it's nice for me to have a variety different to experience different breeds and learn about them from that perspective as well. So anyway, I hope today encourages you, and I will have links for you to check these out and the other things that were mentioned, the links to Shadrach's class and the wellness program that's now on this podcast in premium content. Like I promised a year ago that finally through all of the progression I went through Podia and Soundwise, I came back here to make it easier and simpler and the program much simpler. So I hope that you will check it out and please do subscribe to this podcast. It helps you guys when you do. So remember this, when you know the truth, when you know him, then the truth will make you free. Thank you for listening, and be well, yo. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1 2. Visit my website at aspenbloompetcare.com to read the blog and the articles, to become part of my essential oils team, and just to learn more. The Doggone Truth Podcast is a production of Aspen Bloom. All rights reserved and may not be resold or utilized in any way without express written permission by Aspen Bloom and Dr. Ken Bloomer. The information I share represents what I, an animal naturopath and an independent distributor of Young Living Essential Oils, have chosen to do to take charge of my own personal health and that of my family and pets. Information learned here is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not meant to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, but rather to motivate you to make your own health care and dietary decisions and those of your pets, based upon your own research and in partnership with your health care providers. I encourage you to dig in and make your own informed decisions through your own personal responsibility, research, application, and due diligence. Thank you.